I must say something. On behalf of Shishi Gandharvika Girdhari, on behalf of Krishna, Radha Krishna, whatever. Some time ago, I found myself in a discussion with a senior leader in ISKCON, Sweden. I told him how it was in the old days, where ISKCON Stockholm was actually flourishing. Everything was centered around Shishi Gandharvika Girdhari. Stockholm was a preaching center. Where we used to go in the morning and then come back to New Radhakund at night. But then I saw that only due to conflicts and inability to cooperate, the temple presidents of the Stockholm area decided to create their own independent temples. With their own deities. They then build up their own congregations of devotees. Who they then hold staying at their temple, visiting their temples, giving donations to their temple and so on. instead of visiting, having darshan with, making festivals for, and so on, the main and governing, reciting Radha Krishna deities of not only Sweden but Scandinavia. I spoke to Brahma Muhurta about it the other day, that Radha Kund is not just any temple, it's a dam. I would even call it a Scandinavian Tirtha. But then I spoke with the local temple president here in Stockholm, and surprisingly to me, he expressed his view that Gandharvika Giridhar are just some deities among others here in Sweden. Even saying that, or at least implying that he does not have any special relationship to them, because he came here after they were installed and never lived in New Radha Kund. I'm not here to raise critique against any specific temple or individual, but I want to raise the point more in general. Because, and then I thought, this might be the right forum, because, well, a large part of the Swedish devotee community is here, and I think it really is a matter that concerns all of us, because we are all servants of Shri Gandharvika Giridhar, or so I think, and with me many others So again, I write this simply out of concern in the service of Shishi Gandharika Giridhari, and what makes me write it, even though I risk offending someone, as we generally do when we talk about important matters like this, I sincerely believe there is a certain urgency, because there has already been one call where the present management of New Radhakund signaled their desire to move away from there, and even suggested to sell New Radhakund, exclamation mark. Well, fortunately, there was immediately a gathering of around 100 devotees right there in front of Shishi Gandharika Giridhari, strongly committed to prevent that from happening. And well, I guess by the mercy of the said Gandharika Giridhari and the BBT, everything is still going on very nicely, given the circumstances, and by the heroic effort of the current crew taking care of New Radhakund. All glories to them. But some of us oldies are discussing these days that, first of all, it's obvious that it can't go on like that forever. One day, we need to gather the Vaishnava community of Sweden, at least, and support and maintain New Radhakund together. We have calculated, and it seems doable. We just need to do it. But that's another story. I just wanted to say these words, so I have said them. And send them out to all of you. And then see where they may sprout. Hare Krishna, your servant Priyavrata Das.